I don't see a mirror, Mummy.
You've just been man running, are you?
I'm running.
Oh, would you like to run into your chair, please, Dispin Man? It's lunchtime. Come along. When we go to Didsbury on Friday mornings, we see the Dispin Men, don't we?
Real ones.
Real ones, yes. Well, the real ones that come here as well. But it's a red Dispin lorry that goes to Didsbury, isn't it?
Yeah.
And they seem to have wheelie bins, don't they? Whereas we still have bags here. Because we got quite a surprise, didn't we?
Yeah.
Julian, who we thought was poorly, rang up this morning about 8:30 to say he was better. And that it was bang a drum time. He said, I know this is short notice, but if you're free, I'm well enough to do it this morning. So we got ready and rushed out to Didsbury, didn't we? Was it nice to see him again?
Yeah. This is quavers.
No, they're not quavers, these are for crisps.
Like a bottle of a packet that has a member say, Chris and Finn.
Crisps and thin?
Yes.
I don't know what you mean, darling.
Crisps and thin.
Something to do with Auntie Mabel. So it was a real surprise going to bang a drum time, wasn't it? And your old friends were still there, weren't they?
No,
Isabel wasn't there, but the thing is, Isabel hasn't gone to the same class as us for quite a long time anyway, Thomas, has she?
No.
She goes to the later class. We go to the earlier one in the morning.
Chris and Finn.
Pardon?
Chris and Finn. Chris and Finn.
Crisps and... I don't know what you're saying, crisps and... Sounds like you're saying crisps and thin.
Yeah.
Are you thinking about perhaps if Auntie Mabel's visited the crisp making factory and they're slicing potatoes very thinly?
Yes, like crisp.
Is that perhaps what you're thinking of?
Yeah.
Is that what she says? Something that sounds like crisps and thin? Potatoes, isn't it, that are sliced very thinly. And then the crisps are dropped into very, very hot oil, aren't they?
Yeah. And mashed potato.
Mashed potato. You don't really like mashed potato, do you?
No.
You ate those fish cakes the other day, though, Thomas, and they're made of fish and mashed potato. Who is it that likes for mashed potato? Is it Bob the Builder?
Badger and Badger.
I'm sorry, of course it is. Yes, silly me. I was getting mixed up then.
Yeah.
Oopsie daisy.
What's that?
That was a big bang, wasn't it?
What's that, mate?
I just opened the fridge door, but it caught the stainless steel worktop and made a big bang, didn't it?
Break it open.
Do you like a little bit of cheese?
Yeah. In a package.
What about some coleslaw?
Oh, yes.
And some coleslaw. Right.
Yeah. Yes. And dress, Duncan.
Well, that makes a nice quick lunch, doesn't it? Bread, cheese, coleslaw, crisps. And then we can have one of the pears that we bought the other day. Do you like a pear?
Oh, of course I like pears.
Of course I like pears, is that what you say?
It's said two Tesco's.
Pardon?
It's said Tesco.
Oh yes, Tesco, the cold sauce from Tesco, you're quite right.
And I got a spoon.
You will have any second.
Silly me.
Silly you. And it was silly mummy really, wasn't it, for not bringing you one when she gave you the cold sauce. There you are.
Thanks.
Right, we'll leave the pears until later on, shall we?
Yeah.
Right. Now I'll get something for myself. Am I allowed a packet of crisps as well, Thomas?
Yeah. Blue one you have.
Can I have the blue ones? Mm. Oh, I think you like the blue ones, don't you?
So, I'll have
the
red one.
Pardon?
You'll like a red one.
Yes, I'll have the red one. I'll say the blue ones for you. The blue ones are salt and vinegar, aren't they? We've got to go back to the shop later this afternoon. We need some things, don't we? In fact, I'm going to make a list now while I think about it, Thomas. I think we could do with some coffee.
Yep.
And some more milk.
Yeah.
And some more cheese by the looks of it, because look, there's some cheese in that pot. There's a little bit of cheese in this dish. And then that's it, no more cheese. And bread, we usually make our bread, but I think we'll buy some today.
Buy some big sausages.
It's about some big sausages. Would you like some sausages?
In the freezer.
We've got some sausages in the freezer. You are a clever boy, yes. Well, I must remember to get those out and defrost them. Yeah. Oh, we need some peas, don't we? Some frozen peas.
And mashed potato.
And mashed potato. No, well, we've got potatoes in the fridge. So if we need to do some mashed potato, then we can make that.
I'll help you.
Pardon?
I'll help you.
You can help me. Of course you can, yes. Coffee, milk, cheese, bread, peas.
I have it on my head recording it inside of my potato. I help the light for you.
You help what for me?
The knife.
You help with the knife?
Yeah.
Right, well, we've got to peel, if we're doing mashed potato, we've got to peel the potatoes, we've got to take the skin off.
Yeah.
And then we've got to...
Potato will bake.
Well, that's a baked potato, so we put it in the oven to bake, don't we? Yeah. Mashed potatoes, we need to cut the potatoes up into smaller chunks.
Yes, and carrots.
And carrots. And we put them in a pan of water, don't we? And when they've cooked, we tip out the water and put some butter and some milk into the pan and we mash with the potato masher.
And make it nice and shiny. It's ready to eat.
Make it nice and shiny and it's ready to eat. When I make it nice and smooth, we don't want any lumps in it, do we? And the carrots, we peel the carrots and slice those and put those in a pan of boiling water and put the lid on tight and cook those.
Oh yeah.
Right, now I'm also writing down kitchen roll, kitchen paper and cream cleanser.
Some more powder
now. I think we're all right for powder. I'll just check the situation of Purdy's food. So we often need food for Purdy, don't we?
About lemonade!
What about lemonade? Well, we haven't got any lemonade, but the thing is I can't carry very much, Thomas, when I've got you. And I think by the time we've carried all these things, there won't be room for lemonade. We'll ask Daddy to pick some up on his way back from work.
From Tesco.
Well, we're going to Tesco, I think. Cornflakes, that's what we need. Don't we? And shall I write down hot cross buns?
Yep. Sausage rolls.
Sausage rolls. Well, we've got some sausage rolls in the fridge as well. And Mummy needs to take some money out of the cash machine, doesn't she?
I have to press your button.
Well, no, I think you just watch. It's not really very helpful to press buttons at the bank. You can watch me, certainly. That would be nice, wouldn't it? Have Thomas watching me. Would you like a drink with that, darling? No, thank you. You're all right, are you?
I've got a drink.
No, I haven't got a drink. I'm going to just have water today. Would you just like some water?
Yeah.
There you are.
I told you maybe allow water. tiny little baby that I want them.
Well, yes, certainly when you were a baby, you used to drink
milk.
Well, you still drink milk. Yes, you used to drink lots of milk, but you used to drink a lot of water. You were a good boy. All your friends were drinking juice and you were quite happy with water. And then we tried you with
juice. I need your juice, it's all up.
Yeah, that's right. We tried you with juice and that was it. You like juice. Pop some more coleslaw in your bowl, Danny, because you've eaten that, haven't you? Does that taste nice?
Lovely cement.
Lovely cement?
It is lovely cement. Cheers!
Cheers! Yeah. Oh, steady, steady. Right, I've got my water. Look, Purdy's here again now.
Who likes a more can of water?
Purdy drinks water, doesn't she?
Oh, dinner water.
Dinner water? Hello, pussycat. Oh, Thomas. That's a nice noise, is it? I think I shall make a sandwich. No, Thomas, don't do that, I shall take it over. If you go up in a lot of air, your tummy will ache. Won't it? Do you think the pussycat wants to go out?
Water?
I think she wants something. She's hanging around. Oh, look, she hasn't got any plates on the floor. Thomas, now steady. Just drink it slowly, little sips, small sips, and don't rush it. How's that?
Mum's on you, Amy, are you? Amy?
What? You've had a drink now. Eat a little bit more lunch and I'll get you some more water.
Some more water now?
Well, I'll get some in a minute because otherwise you're going to fill up on water and you won't have had anything to eat and then later on you'll be very hungry. So I'll finish making this sandwich and then I'll feed Purdy and then we'll see about some more water.
How does that sound?
Pardon?
Feed Thomas.
Feed Thomas? I am feeding Thomas, yeah. Don't forget to eat some cheese, please. Right, Puss.
Yes. I did cracking.
You get cracking?
Yeah.
You said that yesterday, didn't you? That really made me laugh, Thomas. Come on, Purdy, let's get cracking with your lunch. It's a very funny thing to say, Thomas. Oh, I think we need to write baked beans down on our list as well, don't you?
Yes, I think so.
Oh, hello, boss.
I got some ice cream.
Yes, you got some ice cream in the freezer.
Oh, Mr. Lolly.
I haven't got any ice lollies. Oh, sorry, boss.
There's some lollies in my home.
Well, no, we're only going to get a few bits and pieces from the supermarket, Thomas. We can't carry a lot. Can we?
Yes, I do. Look at that lorry again.
Is there a lorry outside? Where? I thought you were saying look at that lorry again.
That lorry is driven away now.
Oh, has the lorry driven away?
Yeah.
I didn't see it, so I didn't hear it either. What was it like?
Like a sausage.
Like a black sausage?
Yeah.
Oh. Was there really a lorry there?
Yeah. Near Sue's house.
Whose house?
By Jimmy's house.
Near Jake Jimmy's house?
Yeah.
Thomas, we live nowhere near Jake Jimmy's house.
You're still on the funny.
So you must have very good eyesight, or else you're talking about something Something I can't relate to.
Oh, that's a pretty, pretty silly woman.
Well, that silly daddy got very cross with you, didn't he, for saying silly woman. That's something on your farm and sound video, isn't it? It's not very pleasant, is it?
Let me go down there and learn you a silly woman. That's the way you're talking.
It's a very naughty thing to say, Thomas. Would you like some more coleslaw?
Yeah.
What'd you say? Just please. I'll eat some cheese as well. Won't you? Who's having a big, huge, huge sniff? Mum and Sam?
Yeah.
Not pleasant, is it? Especially at lunchtime.
No.
What are we going to do with you?
They put me in the oven and bake me.
Put you in the oven and bake you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm all open.
We'd never see you again if we did that. You'd never see Mummy again either, would you?
No.
I'm just writing baked beans down on the shopping list, sorry, Thomas. We've got plenty of fruit, haven't we? Don't need to buy fruit today. Crunch and crisps, aren't we?
Yeah. That's a lot of slim.
What's she pretending to be? Some sort of machine?
It's a silly machine.
You're a silly machine?
I do see that.
You certainly do silly things, Thomas.
She dances.
Your hair looks nice today.
I look like me, Jimmy.
You look more like Jay Jimmy?
Yeah.
Well, Jay Jimmy's very blonde, you know, isn't he? He's not fairer than you.
No.
And in fact, he's moving house, isn't he? Jay Jimmy's moving away.
Yeah, Long way.
Jake Jimmy's moving to Macclesfield, which is where Bethany and Jill live. So perhaps we could tell Jill and Bethany that Jake Jimmy's moving there, because then she knows Macclesfield. She could make Jake Jimmy feel welcome, couldn't she?
Yeah.
Guess what Purdy's doing? Don't say anything to frighten her. What's she doing?
Dinner.
She's not eating her dinner. What's she drinking?
Water.
She's drinking water from a water bowl. That's very strange, isn't it? That you should have water.
Yeah.
I'm having water. Purdy's had a really long drink. She must be thirsty.
Purdy, yes, you want cold water?
This wasn't real cold water.
No, she's still got plenty left in the bowl. Purdy, don't do that. Oi! Oi, oi, oi.
Princess Stella on them.
That's naughty. She's sharpening her claws on the edge of the sofa. We've got a proper scratcher for her upstairs, haven't we? Bye, gum. If it's not one of you, it's the other one in trouble.
Yeah. So, not the house. I have fish and chips.
You're having fish and chips?
Yeah. The cheese house.
The cheese house?
Pippin's house.
Oh. at Pippin's house. Do Auntie Mabel and Pippin have fish and chips?
Yeah.
I see. I bet you can't eat a piece of cheese.
I can't.
Can't you?
No.
I bet I could. You're making a lot of noise eating that coleslaw.
This is a cock speaking.
Pardon?
It's a cake baking. Cake baking.
Oh, it's a cake baking. I see.
I found out every Clinton.
Right. I see. You're twirling the coleslaw around in a bowl with your spoon. You're pretending to mix a cake, are you? Oh dear. Sounds like a poorly cough to us. That's a poorly cough, isn't it? What's a poorly cough? It was nice this morning because it was banging drum time. We still call it banging drum time. It's music time, isn't it? Instead of banging the drum, what did Julian have for you to burn?
I don't know.
Well, what was the thing that he showed us what to do?
I don't know.
And then he... Well, can you not remember? And then he carried it round the room and let everybody have a go.
Yeah.
What was it called? A symbol?
Yes, I think I got a symbol.
That's right, he had a big shiny symbol, didn't he? And he said, you can either bang it very quietly or very loudly or somewhere in between. And he showed you the sound it made if you hit it at the edge, and the sound it made if you hit it in the middle. And he showed you how to stop it ringing, didn't he? Can you remember?
I'll bang it very loud. Happy birthday.
You did bang it very loud, yes. Everybody laughed, didn't they? Because he went round the room. There were about 7 children in the room, I would say. Perhaps more. Let's think who there was. There was Aaron. There was Aaron, wasn't there? And then there was Alex, a little girl. And then there was the lady with the 3 children. Ruth, Katie, who was new today, and...
Me.
Was it Robert or James? I don't know who she had today. I think it was James, wasn't it?
Robert.
You think it was Robert? I'm really not sure. That's 5 children. And then...
There
was Georgia.
Yeah.
Sitting next to us. You, Thomas. And then the next person along was Oliver.
Yeah.
Oh, Eleanor was there. That's 9 children. Gosh, we've got a lot of people. 9 children. And he went round the room, didn't he? And he said, now, this hit for most children just...
I didn't hold that spoon to get some marbles over there. And then I didn't do it.
Well, are you going to eat all that, Thomas?
Yeah, hold up. No more mummy.
No more for mummy. You're going to eat it all up. Most of the children just banged it, didn't they? And you banged it very, very, very loudly. The other children all banged it quietly, and Julian had to encourage them to bang it loudly, didn't he? He said, come on, you can do better than that. And you just picked up the gong and went bang. Everybody laughed, didn't they? And then he said, very, very good, Thomas. Now try and do it quietly. And you did, didn't you? You did manage to do it quietly.
Yeah.
And then what did that lady say?
What lady?
Well, I said to her, trust Thomas to be noisy. And she said, are you a noisy boy? She didn't believe you were a noisy boy, did she?
No. I found no more coleslaw than you.
Now, there is some more coleslaw for me because we're sharing, Thomas. You've had an awful lot of coleslaw. I think you should have eaten some cheese.
No more, Daddy.
No more for Daddy. Well, we have another tub in the fridge. And we'll have a look at that and see if it's full. And if it's not, we'll buy another one when we go to the supermarket.
No more bread, Mummy. No more bread.
No more bread?
No.
Would you like a bite of my sandwich?
Oh, no, that's what
we've done. Mummy, make
sandwich for my sake.
It won't make you sick. Oh, that's a cheese and coleslaw sandwich. It's very nice. No?
Thank you.
We did the hippity hop song, didn't we? Hippity hop down to the shop.
No, a moving shop.
A moving shop?
Yeah.
We did some running and jumping about, didn't we?
Running!
And then we always listen to a piece of classical music at the end, don't we? Right, thank you.
We lie down.
That's right, we lie down together, don't we, and have a little cuddle. And we just listen to music. Nobody walks around, nobody talks, do they? We just lie quietly and listen.
Children sit up.
And then at the end, everybody sits up. The children sit up. Everybody sits up at the end, don't they?
Yeah. Stop, everyone. This is the final service.
I don't think anybody said, stop everyone, this is the fire service. I don't think that happened, Anna.
No, it's rushing in Bella's cafe.
What's happening at Bella's cafe?
Rushing in the
Hey, quiet.
Cafe, all of it is for the tummy. Purdy's got a tummy.
Purdy's got a tummy. She's got a lovely tummy, hasn't she?
Yes, I've got some winners.
I can't tell what you're saying, Thomas, because you've got a mouthful of food. Just read to talk with your mouthful. You're not going to say anything now, are you?
No.
Oh dear, dear. That's glorious, isn't it?
I'd like to have some tummies.
Mm. Yes,
and willies!
Mm.
That's funny.
Hmm?
Dogs have willies.
Dogs have tummies and willies, that's funny. Is that funny?
Yeah.
That's a fact of life, they do. What are you looking at through the window?
Five and Sam.
You're looking at Five and Sam through the window?
Mm.
And I'm looking through the same window and I can't see Five and Sam. I'm looking through the glass on the patio door and I still can't see Fireman Sam. I can't see him through the front window and I can't see him through the back.
I should put first a bit of that in the window.
Who can you see?
Fireman Sam.
Still can't tell, man, full of bread wrap. Would you like a bite of this?
No.
No, thank you, Mummy.
Look, Mummy.
You're twisting round, you'll be sick. You make yourself sick, won't you?
Look, Mummy.
Mm.
Look, Mummy.
You're doing lots of things at the lunch table. That's a very bad manners. You're talking with your mouth full. You're twisting round.
Look, Mummy.
Mm. I hope you don't don't do that if you go and visit anybody and they ask you to stay for tea.
Yes.
Look, steady now. You're going to knock the bowl of coleslaw on the floor. Oh, Mummy will be cross, won't she?
Get down now.
You want to get down?
Yeah. See Purdy out.
Well, where's Purdy? I think she's gone back upstairs, hasn't she? Hey, there you go to the silly Billy, Thomas. Would you like some more water now? Yes? A drink of water?
Yeah.
Oh, look at that. I'll take my jug to the table so I didn't have to get up and I forgot.
I need to do it.
No, the jug is very full, you'll spill it. No, you didn't need to do that.
Yeah, I need to.
Please. Oh, it's a nice pair. Thomas upset. Oh, poor Thomas. No, there's some things you can do, Thomas, and some you can't.
Yeah, please.
No. No, the jug is far too heavy, Thomas. You drop it and you'd spill it.
No.
Not heavy.
It's
just feel it. Now, you feel that. Now, that is heavy, isn't it? You hold that and you tell me. There, you see, that's heavy. Right. There you are. You've poured a little drop out. How's that? That's a made-up cry, Tommy. Carrying you and cuddling you. You just got worked up for no reason at all. That's a silly
carry me on your knee.
You want me to carry you on my knee?
Milk on my knee.
You want some milk on my knee? You're in the middle of your lunch, Thomas. Oh, what's that?
My tractor.
You want to move everything away so you can play with your tractor?
Yeah.
Just have a bite of pear for
me. No, I don't need pear. I need to play my tractor on a table.
Do you?
Please.
That's better. I was wondering when we were going to get round to having the please. Well, you can eat that pie later on, can't you? What about those few crisps you've left?
Oh, no.
Don't eat them?
No. I need to play a bunch.
All right.
I'm not sticky anymore.
You're not sticky anymore?
No, I just wanted to wipe me up.
I'm going to wipe you. You need somebody to wipe you up, don't you?
No, Purdy wipe me off.
I don't think Purdy can wipe. She's gone upstairs, isn't she? Has Purdy gone upstairs?
No, Purdy, downstairs.
She?
Yeah. Could you use him?
Right.
Purdy, he's coming in my heel.
No, don't do that.
Yay.
No. It'll take a lot longer to clean up if you do that, Tom. There we are. Wipe your hands. That feels nice, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And shall we wipe that little mouth?
No.
Hmm.
now more and more.
You like having your face wet, don't you? I don't know why.
One more wipe? Yeah.
One more. Does it tickle? Is that why you like having it done?
Yes.
Right, I'll just rinse the cloth and wipe you again.
Yes!
Make sure we've got rid of all the soap.
Yes! Yes, Mummy, I mean,
all the
soap in my tummy.
No, soap doesn't go in your tummy. That would make you sick if soap went in your tummy. I think we need to get a clean towel as well from the drawer. There we are. Let's have that one.
It's got some holly berries.
Holly berries?
Yep. And strawberries.
I don't think it's got strawberries, it's got pictures of fruit. Let's have a look.
It's got some strawberries. Yeah.
Come on, let's just give you a quick dry and then we'll look at it. Water didn't feel very warm. What's it got swimming in it? Oh, that's nice. Look at that.
Yeah.
Can you tell me what's
yellow pears.
Yellow pears. I think those are yellow pears.
Yeah.
Those are lemons.
Yep. Yellow peas and strawberries.
What are you calling yellow peas?
They're
cherries.
And red strawberries.
Red strawberries.
And blue apples.
Well, blue apples, they're plums. I think they might be damsons. They're sort of a purpley colour, aren't they?
Yeah. Red.
There's some red apples.
Yep. And there's snakes in the beans.
Snakes in the beans, they're black currants. There are cherries. Lemons, these are little, I'm not sure they're called black currants or blackberries, I think. We can see when we go for a walk at the side of the old factory, here are some blackberries there, and I'll show you. They're not, the fruits aren't out, but I'll show you where they are. Red apples, black grapes, yellow pears, red strawberries, and
hadsets.
And what?
Hadsets.
Hadsets, they're either damsons or plums. Right.
Here, oh, a little bit on the table. Look what's on his head.
This is new, isn't it, this tractor? New to you.
It belonged to somebody else.
It belonged to somebody else, didn't it?
Yeah.
And we bought that in the cancer research charity shop today, didn't we?
That's
from the other one
now.
Pardon?
That's from the other
one
now.
That's what you're saying. Makes a lot of noise, doesn't it? What it is, yeah. We saw in the window this superb little tractor and trailer, and we thought that's what it was. It has a sheep in the back, and we thought perhaps you took the sheep in and out. And when we got home, we discovered if you pull the sheep like you're doing now, you put it down and let go, it climbs into the trailer all on its own, the back of the trailer shuts, and then the farmer drives off, doesn't he? So it's very exciting because we didn't know it did all those things when we bought it, did we?
No.
Just be careful it doesn't go on the floor, Tom, because it might break. You're better to do it on the floor than the table. Off he goes.
I'm gonna crash.
Has he had a crash?
Yeah.
Oh, he's not fallen on the floor though, has he? He's just wedged near the table. Oh. Oops, don't touch that.
Now it's stronger than a pussy cat. That's where you go.
Crash. He keeps crashing, doesn't he?
Yes.
Goodness me.
It's my dragon, it's not your dragon, it's mine.
Oh, it's not mine, is it? It's yours. Mm. It did belong to a little boy, though, didn't it? Or perhaps a little girl. It belonged to another child.
No, it could be something like that.
A little girl or something like that.
That's a boy called Matthew.
Oh. You think it might have belonged to a boy called Matthew? It yeah. might very well.
Matthew.
Matthew.
I'm going to give you to me.
What do you say?
Just please. Please don't turn down. Down I. This is green.
The only thing is it's like all toys.
It's crushed.
It's crushed. It makes far too much noise, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Why you can't do it quietly, I don't know. Noisy, noisy, noisy tractor.
In a field.
In a field. Tracks in a field.
It keeps crushing.
Keeps crushing.
This is the main one, right?
What'd you say?
The keys.
This is why you're better on the floor. Because if it's on the floor, it can't fall down. And then when it gets stuck, you can just get it.
It's not a fire, you're not get it. You get it down on your fish. It's gonna soon crash.
Has it crashed again? It's always crashing, isn't it?
Always.
Always, always crashing.
The man's pulling it away.
The man's pulling it away?
This boy's pulling it away. And he's having a ride.
Who's having a ride? The lamb?
Yeah.
Having a ride in the back of the tractor?
Yeah. It's not come out. It's not come out. It's inside come out.
The driver doesn't come out, does he?
No.
It's just the sheep.
It's been in the driving and it's gone away. It's called a baby sheep. He was choking. Oh,
it's a baby sheep. Did you say it was a barn? Yes. Would you like some hair now?
Yes, yeah.
Yes, please. There you are. Yes, a baby sheep is called a lamb. There should be a lot of lambs around at the moment, I must, because they're often born Christmas time and again in the spring. Spring lambs. Oh, excuse me. Did you not want some pear?
No.
Have you had enough to eat,
darling? Yeah.
Yes. Have you had enough to eat, darling? Thomas, have you had enough to eat?
No!
No?
No.
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
Oh, what would you like?
Flash, flashy, like it. Let's go away. Woo, woo.
If you haven't had enough to eat, what would you like to have now?
Sausages and beans.
No, you can't have sausages and beans. Would you like this?
No.
Well, shall we put it in the fridge till later?
Tomorrow.
For tomorrow?
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure later on this afternoon you could eat some pear, couldn't you? Just wipe the table. This isn't a table, is it? It's a field. It's a field full of grass for the tractor. And a tray for the lamb.
And a sheep. it's full of whiskers. Some of them are filled with lamb. But almost them lamb. This is good.
You playing with the trainer as well as the tractor and trailer?
There's something about a sheep. You've got to the sheep.
What do you say about the sheep?
You've got to the sheep, Mummy.
I've forgotten the sheep.
We try to do it. I try to sprinkle. Shh, shh, shh. Away. Was it stuck by? Was it going cold?
Well, I was just looking at this book.
I need to look at the back.
You want to look at the back, don't you? It's a book that you got for Christmas.
Teddy bear and a snake.
It's got a teddy bear and a snake on it. Well, it's a book of nursery. Well, not nursery rhymes. It's a book of rhymes that you can sing and do actions to. We got it for Christmas and it came in this little case, look, with a cassette. It says a book for you and a tape to listen to. Read and listen and do the actions too. So shall we have a look and see what's inside?
Yeah.
There might be some of these that we know already. Oh, here's one.
Is he quite pinky in his nose?
No, I think he's pushing his nose up. It says, knock at the door. Now you can knock on your forehead, like the little boy in the picture. No, don't bang your forehead on the table, Thomas. Knock at the door. Peep in. Lift your eyelid. Ring the bell. Pull your ear. Lift the latch. Push up your nose. And walk in. Put your finger in your mouth. Knock at the door. Peep in. Ring the bell. Lift the latch and walk in. Oh, now this one's about a snake. I don't know this one.
Well, did you smell it?
Oh,
really scent.
Does it smell nice? I saw a slippery, slithery snake slide through the grasses, making them shake. He looked at me with his beady eye. Go away from my pretty green garden, said I. Shh, said the slippery, slithery snake, as he slid through the grasses, them shake. Two snakes. Look, what's the girl doing? When he say, I saw a slippery, slithery snake slide through the grasses, making them shake. She's doing that with her hands, isn't she?
Yeah.
He looked at me with his beady eyes. Look, do this. That's right. Go away from my pretty green garden, said I. Look, she's saying, go away, pointing her finger. Shh, said the slippery, slithery snake, as he slid through the grasses, making them shake.
More
grasses there, look.
More snakes.
More snakes, she's doing this with her hands. That must be a snake, slippery, slithery snake, sliding through the grasses, making them shake.
Go away, my garden!
Go away from my garden, is that what she's saying?
Yeah.
Now we've got, we know this one, round and round the garden. Look, it's a baby. You can do this with a baby. It's a circle the palm. Round and round the garden, like a teddy bear. One step, two steps, tickly under there. Oh, I don't know this one. Round and round the haystack went the little mouse. One step, two steps, into this little house. Look, that's nice, isn't it? And I don't know this one either, but these are all suitable for babies, look.
A little baby having a nappy chair.
Is it? Well, I think the baby's lying down. Oh, it looks a bit like you used to do. Look at that. Dimply legs. I don't think the baby's having a nappy change. It's lying down, but its mummy looks as if she's saying, slowly, slowly, very slowly, creeps the garden snail. Slowly, slowly, very slowly, up the wooden rail. Quickly, quickly, very quickly runs the little mouse. Quickly, quickly, very quickly round about the house. So what's a snail? Very slow and a mouse very quick.
A snake.
You like a snake one, don't you? Well, you say it.
You're late.
Well, I'll say it and you do it with me. I saw a slippery, slippery snake. You kissed the snake?
A snake.
You kissed that snake, have you? Ooh.
Nice.
Is it nice? Right, can you remember what it was?
Yeah.
I saw a slippery, slithery snake slide through the grasses, making them shake. He looked at me with his beady eye. Go away from my pretty green garden, said I. Shh, said the slippery, slithery snake.
I like you. Not going anywhere, your garden.
As he slid through the grasses, making them shake. Yes, the little girl doesn't like snakes in her garden, does she?
No.
We've got a teddy bear in the garden and ran around the garden and we've got slugs. No, it wasn't slugs, it was a snail and a mouse in the garden. Oh, little pig went to market. We know this one. This little pig went to market. This little pig stayed at home. This little pig had roast beef. And this little pig had none. And this little pig cried, wee, 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 all the way home. Come on, you know this one. You can say this one.
Round around the corner, because it's
like a teddy bear, you're on the wrong nursery rhyme. We're on this little pig went to market. This little pig went to market. This little piggy stayed at home. What did this little piggy have?
None.
No, he had roast beef, but this little piggy had?
None.
And this little piggy cried, all the way home. Well, there's another one here, I don't know this. These are grandmother's glasses. This is grandmother's hat. Grandmother claps her hands like this and rests them in her lap.
Oh, she's like Isabel.
Oh, she is like Isabel, the little girl in the picture, isn't she? These are grandfather's glasses. This is grandfather's hat. Grandfather folds his arms
brown
like this. And has a little nap.
Nap.
Oh, we know seesaw, don't we? Seesaw, Margarita.
Look at the hammer! Look at my hammer!
Yes.
Before my mate.
Well, we'll read it, shall we? It says, here's a ball for baby. Here's a ball for baby, big and fat and round. Here is baby's hammer, see how it can pound. Here are baby's soldiers standing in a row. Here is baby's music, clapping, clapping, so. What's that?
Radiator.
Radiator?
Yeah.
No, it's a...
tape recorder.
Tape recorder. That's right. It was a little bit like yours, isn't it? I think you were meaning radio when you said radiator, weren't you?
BBC Radio 2.
That's right. This is another one we know, but we don't know all the verses. Jelly on the plate. Jelly on the plate. Wibble wobble, wibble wobble. Jelly on the plate. These are the verses I don't know. Sweeties in the jar, sweeties in the jar. Shake them up, shake them up. Sweeties.
I'll eat them all up.
Sweeties and you eat them all up. Candles on the cake, candles on the cake. Blow them out, puff, puff, puff. Oh, you know this one as well, who's this?
A spider.
A spider, so what nursery rhyme do you know about a spider? Incy wincy
spider climbed up a slit.
Yes.
Come down the line and wash the spider out.
Out came the sunshine
and dragged poor rain.
Incy wincy spider climbed up the spout again. Two little dickaboos, you know this one. In fact, we did this with Julian this morning. Two little dickies.
No, I'm going to do that. And let your mama put a postman's hat.
Oh, we sent Postman Pat with Julian. Are you going to sing that?
No, this is the bridge. This is the tractor lives in this hill.
The tractor lives in this hill, does he?
Yeah.
Well, I think that's a lovely book, isn't it? We're going to have a lot of fun with that. Once we've learnt the actions.
Let's make it fun. You know what? Look.
Yeah. I like the looking at the sheep and the tractor. I like the nursery rhyme that they sang on tweenies. On the tweenies. Bob, our black sheep, have you any wool? Yes, sir, three bags full. One for the master, one for the cat, and one for me to knit a woolly hat. That's a silly, silly song, isn't it? Because sheep, like this one, have woolly coats. And when the wool comes off their back, it goes through all sorts of processes of being cleaned and being combed and being spun until it's wool. And when it's in the shape of wool, and balls of wool, people knit with it and make jumpers like the one you're wearing today. So that's what sheep are. Little woolly jumpers on their legs. Lots of rhymes about animals, aren't they? Oh, look, there's lots of these. There's three in a row that we do with Julian, don't we?
Summer's on the roof.
Five little peas in a pea pod pressed. One grew, two grew, and so did all the rest. You're doing the actions. They grew and grew and did not stop until one day the pod went
pop.
Right. You know this one, don't you? Let's say it again. Five little peas in a pea pod pressed. One grew, two grew, and so did
all
the rest. They grew and
grew
and did not stop until one day
a robin pop.
The pod went pop. And we know this one as well from Julian. Cobbler, cobbler, mend my shoe. Get it done by 2:30. Cause my toe is peeping through. Cobbler, cobbler, mend my shoe. And this is the last one now. But there's a lot more in the book, but we won't do any more now. But this is one that we definitely learnt from Julian. What do you suppose? A bee sat on my nose. Then what do you think? He gave me a wink and said, beg your pardon? I thought you were the garden. Then what happens?
It's on my nose.
Buzz, 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 onto Mummy's nose. And then Mummy says, oh, what do you suppose? A bee sat on my nose. And what do you think? It gave me a wink and said, I beg your pardon? I thought you were the garden. The other one we didn't do this morning, but another favourite that we learned from Julian. The turkey is a funny bird. Its head goes wobble, wobble. And all it knows is just one word, and that is
wiggle, wiggle, wiggle.
It is a wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. It's gobble, 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 you cheeky boy. Come on, let's do it again. The turkey is
the visitor.
The turkey's the bird, isn't it?
Yes.
Its head goes and all it knows is just one word, and that is
gobble, gobble.
Gobble, gobble. Good boy. Did you enjoy that?
Mm.
Is that something that's
Yeah.